Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, it's the Ryder Cup, the 2014 Ryder Cup at Glen Eagles in Scotland. It's the Super Bowl of golf. So many superlatives are used to describe the scene, the dynamic, the crowd, the vibe, the intensity, the passion. You know, it's impossible to do that without sounding just a bit verbose or maybe even cheesy. But it's Team USA versus the European team. It's fabulous theater, fabulous sport. So many, though, are missing out. I can't help but think of all the players. How about the World Cup of golf? Could we include the continents of Australia, Africa, Asia? I don't want it to be the Olympics or the International Crown. I want to pit continents against continents. Maybe one day that will happen the way golf is growing. We're going to be talking with Ben Wright. He's our first guest this morning. We're going to take a look at what's been happening at Ryder Cup, Glen Eagles in Scotland. But first, the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, custom, or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. So call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. And Poy Poo Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poy Poo Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
You know, Ben Wright is a renowned golf commentator. He won an Emmy in 1980 and 1981. He's a golf course architect. He's an author, and he's on my show right now. Welcome, Mr. Wright.
Welcome to me. Well, welcome to you, Danielle. I've been up since 2:30 this morning, Eastern Time, because I cannot miss a single minute of this incredible contest.
Truly.
Go ahead.
No. It's been incredible, and yet here we are, 10-6.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this morning was absolutely crazy because Justin Rose had two pars for a 59. He holed every putt he stood over, yet the United States actually won the session of four balls, two and a half. And in fact, the USA have won the four balls on both days, 5-3, but it's a huge but, they've lost the foursomes 7-1, which is now why they're in this tremendous hole. But I think, you know, I have to question Mr. Tom Watson, the U.S. captain, why on earth he benched the rookies Spieth and Reed yesterday afternoon, and why on earth he didn't use Bradley and Mickelson this morning or this afternoon. I mean, both rounds they were set out, I would say, very questionable at best, Daniel.
Interesting. Let's start with Mickelson and Bradley. Now, when he played them both the first day, all 36 holes.
Yeah.
Glen Eagles is a very long course, is it not?
Yes, it is. And you know, the weather's pretty hard on you, too, when you've got a wind that's hovering around 20 miles an hour all the time. You know, that makes it much more tiring. And, of course, you've got elevation changes, which are not always visible on television, But, I mean, we're talking about severe elevation changes uphill and downhill. And I think it was crazy to send Bradley and Mickelson out a second time yesterday and bench the rookies who had been so phenomenal in the morning. And, of course, I think, you know, it's easy to be wise after the event because the rookies, although they did, I mean, they did fall apart a bit to only make a half today. But when you think that Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed have got 2.5 points out of the American total of six, you know, it's just crazy to have sat them down, in my opinion. But, you know, I'm not the captain, and thank goodness for that.
Yeah, I thought for sure that they would rest Mickelson the morning and let him completely and at least come back for the afternoon session. I was surprised as well that we didn't see Mickelson and Bradley at all today. And it'll be interesting to see what Tom Watson or Phil Mickelson or Keegan Bradley, what they say about it in retrospect. We probably won't hear until next week. Now, it's fun, Patrick Reed and Jordan Spieth. Patrick, of course, he always has such a fabulous opinion of himself, which every athlete must have, right?
Yes. It was earlier in the year that he called himself one of the top five players in the world, which was a little premature, maybe. But, you know, you've got to give him his due. He's been terrific here, with the exception of an inexcusable cut for a win from 2 feet this afternoon, I should say. And, you know, it was crazy because, in fact, both teams bogeyed the 16th hole, which is really almost an eagle hole. And, you know, but the same thing, I cannot believe that they didn't play yesterday afternoon, having been so incredible in the morning.
Yeah, they're young. It's not like they were tired out. They were raring to go. You got to use that kind of youthful just and passion and confidence because they, you know, and some of the European correspondents have already commented on social media that Patrick Reed, with all of his confidence, certainly came through and showed us that he's, you know, he's not overstating his case, if you will. But I got to ask you, though, when we look on paper at the U.S. team and we look on paper at the European team, it's often said, well, we have more of the top 25 on the U.S. team. Why is it that so often we have these great players, the U.S. team has these top players in the world golf rankings, but yet the European teams just seem to come along and slowly but surely whittle us away?
Well, I think there are several factors, Danielle. First of all, Americans never play true alternate shot foursomes, almost never. Now, the Brits and the Euros play a lot of that stuff. I was actually once a decent amateur player, and I played a huge amount of alternate shot foursomes, which is, of course, the most difficult form of golf because you're scared to death of letting your partner down by putting him in the bushes somewhere. And the pressure is enormous. But I think also that the Euros bond so much better than the Americans, because, you know, the Americans, it's all a personal thing. Golf over here, you play for yourself. And the Euros are so much better to the camaraderie deal. And I must say, you know, I've got to go back to Oakland Hills when the Euros smashed America a few years back, and the bill for the Euros in the team room was $40,000 for cigars, wine, beer, you name it. And the bill for the Americans was $4,000, which indicates that the Euros know how to relax better after the game than the Americans, who seem to be so uptight.
Well, they certainly, if they were uptight, the Euros got very comfortable that evening on $40,000 worth of fine wine.
Yeah, but it was for the week, Daniel.
Oh, excuse me.
It was for the week. It wasn't for one night.
Well, that's
my
good.
Goodness, I'd have a job in getting a bill of $40,000 in one night.
Well, I don't know. The way Darren Clark can put it back, it wouldn't surprise me. We're gonna take a quick break. I want to talk a little bit about Bubba Watson. I have a fabulous cut about with Bubba talking about his play. Let's talk a little bit about the morning that Bubba Watson had. But first, we have the people who make the show possible to bring on our sponsors. Let's take a sponsor break. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
The 2015 Acura TLX V6 is at Acura of Honolulu right now. Have the performance you want and the fuel economy you need. Special financing rates as low as 1.9%. And also, you know, the military appreciation always happening at Acura. 96 cars coming off the boat, space for 50. So go down to Acura today. Acura of Honolulu for the selection, the model, and the color you want. It's at 777 Ala Moana, Acura of Honolulu, and test drive that TLX today. We're talking with Ben Wright. He is author, golf course architect, former television commentator on all about golf. Following golf, writing about golf, wonderful gentleman. And I've got to ask you a couple of questions about, just since I would have to stay up all night. It starts at 9 o'clock. Coverage of the Ryder Cup starts at 9 p.m. in Hawaii. Ben Wright's been up since about 2:30 Eastern time. But what I heard about Bubba Watson, he loves to get the roar of the crowd. Now, when it was at Medina, when it was here in the U.S., 2012, he just, you know, used his hands, go louder, louder, and then he just, you know, just... hit that driver, and beautiful. It was fabulous. So that's, you expect that in the United States, but he did it as well at Glen Eagles in Scotland. And it didn't matter whether, you know, whether they're booing or cheering for him. He just wants the noise. And he did that today. And this is what he said about how close it was for his match.
What a match that was, watching Rose make those long putts, watching his teammate back him up when he didn't finally make a birdie. We started out with a two-up lead, and then from 7 to 16, I mean, we hung in there, but they just birdied every hole, didn't have a par for 10 holes. That has to be a record. I mean, that's just amazing. You hate to get beat, but the way they played, I mean, they beat us. It wasn't like we gave it to them. They beat us, and we played great. They just played a lot better.
Such a terrific attitude, and pretty much that's the way it's been. Ben Wright, what were your thoughts when you saw this? I didn't get a chance to see it.
Well, you know, it's so great for Bubba to talk like that, because he and Matt Kuchar actually made 9 birdies in that first game and got their rear ends kicked by 3 and 2. I mean, when you make 9 birdies between you in a 4-ball and you lose, you must question what on earth is going on. And as I said earlier, Justin Rose needed 2 pars for a 59 on a golf course that really is very difficult, particularly in a 20-mile-an-hour wind, which has prevailed for most of the 2 days so far. I've got to give Bubba full credit. He is a credit to the game. And I love the fact that he is one of the great shot makers of the modern era. He can make that thing move so far each way. I mean, sit up and beg. You know, he's just phenomenal.
That's perfectly put. I love that. Sit up and beg. Ian Poulter, of course, everybody expects Ian to all of a sudden magically transform into the most amazing golfer of all time when Ryder Cup comes around, even though he's been off form this past year. How have you, what observations have you made about his game?
Well, you know, he's really playing rubbish. But at the same time, Ian Poulter couldn't allow himself to be totally eclipsed. And the fact that he chipped in from quite a long way short of the 16th green this morning and got up and down at 17 after a pretty inferior tee shot. And of course, that enabled himself and McIlroy to get the half against Fowler and Walker. And of course, Fowler and Walker, I've got to say, in their credit, they in 6 appearances, Fowler has got 5 halves. That is incredible to my mind.
Yes, and he's been playing incredible this year, coming so close at so many different major champions, major championships, right?
Yes.
He seems like he's like on the verge of that.
I think he is. And you know something, if I had to have someone to hold a 6-foot putt for me, anybody in the world, I'd choose Ricky Fowler. He's a fantastic holer out from medium distances. And I think there's no praise too high for that young man. He's a splendid American.
I understand that Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler, and Jimmy Walker are the only players to compete in all 4 sessions. Is that?
Yeah.
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 That. So now we go into singles tomorrow.
Yes.
It's going to be interesting. Let me ask you, one commentator on television said that Rory McIlroy is not really playing up to form. What were your thoughts on his game?
Well, I don't think he's quite as good as he can be. But because he's so tongue-tied, I think he's done incredibly well. There's no question about it. I mean, he and Garcia this afternoon were absolutely fantastic to win against Furyk and Mahan. The problem is, Danielle, if you're the world number one, you're expected to pull up trees every time you go out there. And the pressure on the world number one is absolutely enormous. And I think he's done absolutely fantastically well to have come through as well as he did, particularly this afternoon with Garcia.
Yeah. And it's interesting that people say, well, it's the driver. He put that new driver in his bag. Someone else remarked, but he's not playing his own ball.
Right.
How much does that factor in? They're not playing the ball that they're accustomed to playing with.
Well, I think it's a huge factor. You've got to agree on which ball you're going to play. A lot of people don't realize that. You can't sort out several golf balls with which to play. You've got to play with one make, as it were. I must be getting old because I've sat up most of the night and I cannot think that I've barely ever been so excited, Danielle, and I think that's pretty good for an 82-year-old.
This is Ben Wright, author, golf course architect, television golf commentator, wonderful man, of course. And we've got Bob Bupka coming in for about 10 minutes at about 25 past the hour. So I've got about 3 minutes with you. Actually, I have to take a commercial break. Let me just ask you one final question then. Hunter Mahan, he had that putt on 7. He saved the U.S. from going 2 down against McIlroy and Garcia in that match today, the afternoon foursomes. Did that redeem him from the last putt that he missed?
Yeah, I suppose it does. He made 3 particularly significant putts in a row. But, there were some funky shots played by himself and Furyk. Furyk is the number one scrambler on the PGA Tour, and he played some really questionable pitches and chips today.
Interesting.
And Mahan played some questionable shots and has done all through. But, the thing is, it's the same old story. The Euros have established a dominance. Now, if the Americans had, in my opinion, played the rookies yesterday afternoon, having won the 4 balls quite handily, you've got to keep the dominance. If you achieve dominance in one session, Danielle, you've got to simply pile it on. You cannot allow the dominance to pass to the other side. And I really, I'm fiercely critical of Tom Watson's selections. I really am. I think it's absolutely incomprehensible that the rookies were benched yesterday and that Bradley and Mickelson didn't get a call for one game today. I think it's incomprehensible.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I'm going to have to say hello to Bob Bupka because he's got 10 minutes before the presser when all of the guys are questioned. And Tom Watson may be questioned, and certainly the guys will be questioned about those comments that you've made, Ben Wright, about sitting the rookies who were so hot, Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed in particular. Thank you, Ben Wright, for being on the show. Always enjoy talking with you.
I've enjoyed it very much. I hope I haven't sort of gobbled a bit, but there was so much gone on these last 2 days. It's hard to get it all in.
I know, it is hard to get it all in, and we may not have Ben. We seem to have a connection issue. So we'll take a commercial break. If you would like, you can stay with me, and we'll just keep on going.
I'll keep on going.
All right. We'll be back right after this. We're talking with Ben Wright, author, golf course architect, television golf commentator. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We're talking about, of course, the 2014 Ryder Cup. What else would we be talking about on the day before singles matches? And we could potentially redeem ourselves. We're talking with Ben Wright, the author, golf course architect, and former television golf commentator that you probably all know and love, because he's always said it like it is. Is Bob Bupka on with us now? I think we have a connection. Stick with me, Ben. We're going to bring in Bob Bupka. He's at the 2014 Ryder Cup. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you very much, Danielle. I'm like a one-armed paper hanger here at the moment. Just everything is busting loose. They're bringing in players and whatnot. You know what I'm going to do? If she'll be so... Oh, no, she's leaving. I was going to... Oh, want to go on to Hawaii? Yeah. No, she worked for ESPN. She's working for Talk Sport. Georgie Bingham is her name. She's fantastic. And since Europe is winning, I don't have a lot of nice things to say about America. Wait a minute. Let me just describe my hotel accommodation.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I'll turn it over to Georgie. We're staying in a place called the Snooze Box Hotel, which is really not the right name. It should be called the Snooze Matchbox Hotel, because, like this morning, I'll give you a perfect example. I would be able to wash my face, brush my teeth in the bathroom sink, comb my hair on the bathroom mirror while I was sitting in my bed. The living room rug is 2 feet by 3 feet. But not everything is bad about the Snooze Box, because when I woke up this morning, it was a little chilly in the room. So I took my hair dryer and I turned it on for 10 seconds, and it was perfect in there. So that's what it takes. So I got to go meet with Tom Watson right now.
Oh.
We're going to try and figure out a plan on how we can get the United States to come back.
Please, we need eight and a half points.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of a miracle, isn't it?
Yeah, well, why did he bench Spieth and Reed? I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, he's very happy you're not here. You know, tough questions, I can tell you that. Let me turn it over to Georgie. She has all the answers. I'm taking a big gamble here, because this may be the last time I'm ever on with Daniel Tucker.
No, you're
get access to Georgie.
Oh, no, you're...
Georgie Bingham is coming on right now, Danielle.
Georgie Bingham, welcome to the show. You're in Hawaii now, and just imagine, I would like to trade places with you, but I know you won't do it. Hi, Georgie.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. Bob is so funny with the Snooze Box, that temporary hotel specialty thing. Hey, they expect to have a huge sales boost, because I was actually talking with one of the supporters of my show who said that he stayed in Snoozebox, and he played Glen Eagles. A, he said it was kind of cool. Snoozebox is like a shipping container that's been converted to a hotel. It temporarily goes around the place. They set it up. They tear it down. Yeah. Off they go. But then he said, and Glen Eagles, that's a hard golf course. Is that what's doing us in? What's happening with the U.S. team, and why are the Euros so strong?
Well, do you know what? It is actually an American-designed course, but it is set up like a European tour venue with very narrow fairways, really tough rough that punishes. But also, I think the weather's played in the Europeans' favor. You know, it's been very windy in the afternoons, which is when Europe have dominated. In the foursomes, that's where we're making up the ground on the Americans. And in the four balls, the Americans and us are slightly more level. So I think when the wind gets up, and it's almost like playing, you know, the kind of conditions that you play on links courses, for example, over here. That's doing it for the Europeans. And also, you have to remember, it's a Ryder Cup in Europe. So, of course, everyone wants the Europeans to win. The Americans are pretty vocal, I have to say, on the course. Their support is fabulous. But they are out-shouted about 10-1 by the Europeans.
Yeah, that's great. But, you know, Medina, we were on U.S. soil. And we were out shouting the Euros, and still they beat us. So we seem to be in the same position over and over again. I was talking earlier with Ben Wright, former TV golf commentator, of course, author and golf course architect. And he mentioned, too, that the weather, with the 20-mile-an-hour wind coming at them nonstop, yeah, and the chilly conditions, do you think that's, and the length of the course, is that what's tiring us out?
I don't know. I think that, you know, match play, as well as the weather conditions, match play is really tough. And what we see is, you know, sometimes when the head goes down a little bit and you lose a few matches, sometimes momentum goes against you. You may remember in Medina a few, you know, 2 years ago, we were at this point, Europe were at this point on the Saturday night, 10-6 down. But what had happened at the end of the foursome was that we had won two valuable points and to get to 10-6, mm-hmm, and we had shifted the momentum back to us a little bit, with fabulous performances from Ian Poulter, you know, one of our big stalwarts of the Ryder Cup team. And so by Saturday night, there was this kind of chink of hope that we could do something on the Sunday in the singles, even though it looked very impossible, because the momentum had just shifted in those last two foursome games. And that is what USA don't have, and that's where it's going to be so tough for them tomorrow, because I think their heads are down, and there's not a natural leader out there. The two kids who are doing the best, Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed, I think they're kind of almost like looking like the leaders, and yet they're the two most inexperienced guys on the team. They're the two rookies, but they are the guys who are letting their golf do the talking. And some of the big guys, the big Americans, really need to step up tomorrow.
I was going to say, who's our stalwart? You know, and let's go to the UK team. It used to be Ian Poulter. Is it a team coalescing and there's more than one person? Is it the team? Is there someone who's really pushing the UK team?
Well, I think in terms of the Europeans, we do look to the more experienced players. We look to the Lee Westwoods, the Ian Poulters. But I think, you know, everyone apart from Justin Rose has had an up and a down. Henrik Stenson and Justin Rose have been brilliant. They've won all three matches they've played together, and then Rose played this afternoon without him and still managed a half point. So we look to Rose, certainly, who's a veteran of a few Ryder Cups. But also, you know, with the exception of Stephen Gallagher, who had a disastrous first morning yesterday and hasn't played since for the Europeans, I think they're just a really cohesive unit. A lot of players who play together on the European tour socialize together, know each other very well, and sometimes that works in Europe's favor.
Who would you put at the anchor for singles? When the singles match, who would you close it out with?
The last person out? Well, I think from a European perspective, I think they will front load tomorrow. I think they'll put out Rory McIlroy first, the world number one, and they will put out three very strong people behind him in an attempt to just close out the Ryder Cup and give America no chance. But they will definitely put someone very solid on the back end. Maybe someone who we know can produce it on the day, even if they haven't been doing it on tour this year, like Lee Westwood or Ian Poulter, because they are the guys who previously for the Ryder Cup have been absolutely brilliant, even if their form hasn't been brilliant going in. So we may not need them tomorrow. The Europeans will be hoping we don't need anyone tomorrow, that we can close it out, you know, with our first four matches. But, of course, it's never that simple in match play golf.
No, we do need 8.5 points for the U.S. to come back. So you're not giving it up to anybody over there. And if you quietly tell me, how would you put together the singles match on the U.S. side whether you want to start. Yes, I know.
Really, that's really difficult. It's really hard because, it's, you know, singles is, you ask any of the players and they will always talk about the fact that singles is quite a lonely experience in Ryder Cup play because you have such fun in the foursomes and four balls. It's such good solidarity. You know, you play so well together and you've got someone there with you. The crowd is much more spread out on the Sunday because there's eight matches going at the same time and the same amount of people on the course. So if I were Tom Watson, I think he probably will go with experience. People that have come up against Rory McIlroy and people like that in major tournaments. You know, you've got to look to the guys like Bubba Watson, who hasn't been on great form, like Phil Mickelson, who didn't even play today. Those guys have got to come to the fore. But maybe he'll sprinkle them with a bit of Spieth and Reed in between, who, of course, have never played Ryder Cup singles before.
Interesting. I was listening to Justin Leonard, who's played Ryder Cup. You know, it was on Golf Channel this morning while Ryder Cup was actually played and watched on NBC. And Justin came up with starting off with Mickelson and Bjorn. And closing with Kuchar and Garcia. It was just interesting to see how the different people think. And one of the Reed and Donaldson pairing, I thought that would, you know, the Patrick Reed.
Two rookies,
yes, absolutely playing. Yes, and then he had Fowler and Keimer, like a rematch of the U.S. Open. You know, Fowler kind of blew it at the end. He could have been more of a contender against Keimer.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? He's going to know much more than me because he is A, a golfer, and B, a veteran of the Ryder Cup. So I am just speculating. But, of course, this is what the captain is for. This is where they know also what's going on behind the scenes. They know how their guys are. Even if guys have a bad day, you know, they can still be really good singles players. You know, you can have a bad Ryder Cup and still come back on the singles on the Sunday. But, I mean, I do personally think that the Americans on singles, providing they're not too crushed by today, look really strong, and in many aspects I think they look stronger than the Europeans, but it just depends how badly they've been affected by the fact they're now 4 points down going into Sunday morning.
Georgia, you're fabulous.
Thank you. Bless you for having me on. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the show. Is Bob off and running?
Bob is literally pegged it into the press conference to hear from Rory McIlroy, Lee Westwood, and Sergio Garcia. So I'm afraid you've got me.
I
will send him my regards.
It's quite all right. I just really appreciate that you're there. And I have Ben Wright standing by, and we've got Kelly Doherty coming on. Georgie, thanks so much for being on the show. Absolutely wonderful. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear leg room and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather trim seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years. Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Oh, the weather forecast today for Hawaii is, well, some rain, but mostly cloudy skies. Showers this morning, scattered in the afternoon. Partly sunny on the leeward side of Oahu with the trade winds. Yes. 15 to 20 miles per hour. High surf advisory is up for the east-facing shores of Kauai, Oahu, and Molokai and Maui. If you are on Oahu, though, you should come to the south shore, come to Honolulu, and go test drive a 2015 Acura TLX V6 so you get the performance and the fuel economy. There's special financing. It's rates as low as 1.9%. Military appreciation always happens at Acura, never ends at Acura of Honolulu. And they've got 96 cars coming off the boat, space for 50, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard, Acura of Honolulu, on your way to Ala Moana Beach Park. Go test drive the TLX today. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about fashion. Fashion, you know, it's always interesting, the different clothing lines that we see that come up and step up and say, we're going to be the, or they're chosen to be the ones who design the Ryder Cup, Solheim Cup, President's Cup clothing. So Kelly Daugherty is co-founder of Smashing. Smashing, darling. Kelly's going to join us. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Having us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. You founded Smashing with one other person. Tell us how this all came about.
Well, this came about, it actually started as a tennis line, and we both had just had children, and we were kind of getting back into the weekend warrior athletic side of our lives. And as we were playing tennis one day, we were joking, when is Spanx going to make tennis clothes? And because, you know, we just had kids. We're not looking our best. And so we said, you know what? We're smart people. We can figure this out on our own. And so we designed apparel that just makes you look good. And we were tired of kind of some of the thin styles that just kind of stuck to your body. And then as we went forward and sold the line to different clubs, we had a one country club said, you know, our golf ladies would love this because it actually looks like women's wear. And we're like, sold, we'll be a golf line too. So we kind of then went into the golf wear, and that's really where our line has taken off. We probably do 80% of our sales now in golf because it's actually designed like a woman would like to wear as opposed to how a man thinks a woman would like to dress.
Absolutely. Many of my friends, they say, I'd rather take a tennis outfit and apply it to the golf course than wear some of the stuff that's put out for golfers, although there are several golf lines that are coming on for women that are using the fabrics that are more flattering. And so much of it has to do with the fabric you choose when you design a piece of clothing, how it drapes, how it falls, you know, and that makes a big difference, and the cut of the wear. And that's what I like about your clothing line. Smashing Online, you'll find smashingonline.com is the website. Kelly, what do you think? Let me start off by just saying that sometimes, more often than not, I end up wanting to buy or wear what I see when the European teams are playing. I sort of like, oh, the Solheim Cup, the last one, I was like, wow. And the one before, can I buy that?
Right.
And the guys, right. The guys too, you know, I just, the different, you know, I don't know, the different splotches of something that it's just sharper. There's something more cutting edge that I see on their on theirs. What do you?
Absolutely.
You agree?
Absolutely, especially with the Solheim Cup. I feel like they're a little more fashion forward, and they're designing apparel to fit a woman's body. Like even just this last summer, we saw a lot of shirts on the European side that had like the different colored panels on the side to kind of highlight like an hourglass shape. which did a lot to make them look like women and not have these, like, boxy kind of looks.
Yes.
And they had these nice, sharp belts with, like, the silver incorporated. It was really kind of fashion-forward. And then we had on our side, you know, we had, like, these basic kind of boxy red dresses with blue belts. It didn't feel like it was designed to flatter them. It was designed to do, okay, we need to get red, white, and blue in this outfit. This is what we're going to do. As opposed to looking to the right fabrics and the right styles that would just kind of flatter everyone's
eyes. Yeah, and I sometimes it's you give people a choice of a cut because their bodies are all different, even though you stay with the same color scheme or fabric. You know, you can... I'm not sure how it's how does it described in that world. You still have the same patterns, and then just
right. And usually they do. They give them a choice of three or four different shirts and three or four different bottoms because maybe someone doesn't want to wear a skirt, someone wants to wear a pant or whatnot. But still, all their styles just you know they incorporated some like pleats or some different things to just kind of be a little more exciting, and that's why women love tennis wear because. So many people get into tennis because of the fashion. They like the ruffles. They like the pleats. You know, it's just fun to wear.
Yes, yes.
You know, I know that's how my daughters even want to get into tennis because they like the clothes. It wasn't even so much the game. And so those are the things that I think the golf industry is starting to learn and why you're seeing all these different companies popping up that are incorporating ruffles and pleats and, you know, little cheerleader kind of skirts and things that just make it fun.
Kelly Daugherty is co-founder of Smashing Online. Smashing, did you get that? Is that like, you look smashing, darling, like they say in Europe?
Yes, well, and I always say that I really just want a British accent. I can't quite get one. But we kind of like that double entendre, like you smash the ball, because again, we started as tennis.
Yes.
And then you look smashing. So my background is marketing, so I love a double entendre. Just, you know, that's exciting.
Well,
so,
you would have loved Ben Wright being on. He was just on the show a while ago, all British, you know. And Georgie had the European British accent, right? So... Yeah, it's what you have a Kickstarter campaign to help fund the expansion of your company and create more jobs. Why going with Kickstarter?
Well, we are looking to. We're kind of at a point where we have a nice, small kind of Midwest business. I mean, we have accounts across the country, but we're really strong here in the Midwest. And so, to get to the next level, we kind of have to go big. So we need to get a bigger production line, and we need to hire a lot more people. So we decided to see what Kickstarter was about and to see if that was a viable way for us to raise some funds. If nothing else, it's really created a lot of PR around us. We've gotten calls from different media outlets wanting to do stories about us and what's this about, and they love the fact that we're made in the USA and we're women-owned and we're two people that do not have a fashion background other than our credit card statements. So they think that's kind of an interesting story. So if nothing else, that's what it's kind of given us. The Kickstarter actually just ended yesterday. We did not quite make the funding. So the thing with Kickstarter is it's all or nothing. You either get it all or you get nothing.
So all the people who pledged, it doesn't count.
Right. So they get their money back. But like I always say, we just found one other way that doesn't work, you know. So that just means expansion might be on hold for another season, and let's look at some other ways to grow.
Fabulous. The clothing line is Smashing Online, and you can find online, first of all, on Facebook, social media, Smashing Online. I like how you've done this. You know, Twitter is at Smashing Online, and Instagram, yeah, Smashing Online.
We're everywhere. We're very consistent.
That's what I thought. It's very good to be consistent, social media, that recognize you. Your daughter plays golf, though. What got her from tennis into golf?
Oh, that's her father's influence. He loves golf as well. And, you know, she just is one of these people has a natural swing. And so she's been taking up golf. She's in middle school, and she made it to state, which was very exciting. And anyone that has a daughter that goes to any kind of younger kids tournament, it's really an all-day affair. It took them 6 hours to play 18 holes. It was brutal. But she just really loved it. And it's, you know, it's so nice that there's all these opportunities for young kids to get involved because that's all about growing the game. So she likes it, and she actually wears Smashing as well. She wears kind of the women's extra smalls. And it's funny, even these little girls are like, where did you get that? Where did you get that? So wow. She loves to say, oh, it's my mom.
It's my mom's line. That's fantastic. Smashing online. You can find all of the wear. Now who does the designing? Do you two sit in the kitchen and come up with it?
We actually do. But we don't start from an athletic standpoint. We just kind of go through our closets and say, what's our favorite shirt to wear on Friday? What's our favorite, skirt? What's our favorite pant? And we kind of go through and look for different styles that we like, different silhouettes. And we like this neckline, or we like this kind of arm treatment, or we like a hourglass look. And then we take that to what's called a pattern maker, who does all the math and decides how exactly that translates to athletic wear. And we say, okay, make this really cute dress into a golf dress. And then she helps us kind of design that. And then we test it. And then if it tests well, we go ahead and make it.
I got to tell you, I read a blog that a young lady did. She accepted, this is the story. I don't know if it's true or if it was exaggerated, just for the story, the quality of the story. It had a hit. She accepted a golf date. And the morning of the golf date, somebody calls and says, so what you going to wear? And then all of a sudden it hit her, what am I going to wear? Well, I thought to myself, my gosh, if I accept a golf date, I'm thinking about what I'm going to wear for days. But
right, yeah, right. Exactly.
But she says in her story that she went into her closet and she pulled out. So what she's wearing for the golf date, and they took a picture, she's wearing a pair of, they're fitted, I'm not sure how to phrase them. They're not long pants. They're not shorts. They're
like capris.
Yeah, they're like capris. Only they're really well fitted. They're fitted capris. Okay. You're okay. They don't have a bell bottomish thing below the knee. They come all tight. Right. And then she's wearing a rather fitted shirt and ballerina shoes. really seriously, and she goes, and she's on. You see a picture of her on the green, and she's kind of giggling. And then they showed me a picture of what she looks like wearing real golf clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, you know what? I like the other outfit better.
Absolutely. It's a very, Audrey Hepburn-sounding outfit.
Yes, exactly. Kelly Daugherty, it's good talking with you. Smashing Online is her clothing line. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to be back right after this. Talk with Guy Yamamoto over at Mililani Golf Club. They've got the H2 competition going on. Not really on the H2. It's a golf tournament. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poi Poo Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poi Poo Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poi Poo Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poi Poo Bay. That's 742-8711. Poi Poo Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive.
Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking?
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back in the clubhouse. We're talking, of course, the 2014 Ryder Cup. And the score's not all that good. There's someone who's joining us. The score's not all that good for the U.S. We're UK 10, U.S. 6. So we need 8.5 points. They only need 14 points to keep the cut. We need 14.5 points to regain the cup, to take it back. Take the Ryder Cup, the all-gold Ryder Cup, back to the United States of America. We've been talking with wonderful people about with on their comments and their thoughts. And speaking of match play, which it was interesting when Ben Wright talked about match play and alternate shot in particular, something that most U.S. players don't ever have a chance to play, the real alternate shot. But Guy Yamamoto, Mililani Golf Club general manager, if you go there, by the way, their website's under construction, so it's impossible to check it out. He's the 1994 U.S. Amateur Public Links champion. Welcome to the show, Guy.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, you watching, did you get a chance to see any of the Ryder Cup this morning or yesterday?
I watched a little bit this morning, and, you know, there was a glimmer of hope in foursomes when there were, I think, three matches that were there, just one down.
Yes.
They just weren't able to pull it out, and, you know, to the Europeans' credit, they played some good golf down the stretch.
You know, we had eagles. We had almost a 59 if they'd been playing stroke play.
Yeah, Keegan Bradley, that was a great shot on 14. That was Matt Kuchar.
Yeah, we just couldn't put it all together. They just outplayed us. Yeah, that's what Bubba said, you know. And it's just interesting to hear him talk about what it was like to play lights out golf and still get beat. So just to give you a feel for what, and they're all in the media center now. Bob Bupka went running off to listen to what Tom Watson's going to say about sitting out some of the people like Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed, who were on fire. Why did he sit them out? Why did he not play? Why did he play Phil Mickelson two sessions? Why didn't he rest him and then play him today? We didn't see Keegan Bradley today at all. But this is what... this is what Bubba Watson said. I thought it was such a classy statement. This is what he said about his match today.
What a match that was, watching Rose make those long putts, watching his teammate back him up when he didn't finally make a birdie. We started out with a two-up lead, and then from 7 to 16, I mean, we hung in there, but they just birdied every hole, didn't have a par for 10 holes. That has to be a record. I mean, that's just amazing. You hate to get beat. But the way they played, I mean, they beat us. It wasn't like we gave it to them. They beat us. And we played great. They just played a lot better.
Yep. There you go. That's it. And what's it like playing match play? After? I mean, you know, you start getting beat time. And Georgina was on. I missed her last name. I feel silly, from Sky Sport or is it Talk Sport? But she was on talking about how after a while, you know, you see the shoulders slumping, the head down, and you wonder if the U.S. team will be able to recover for tomorrow's singles matches. The sense of, you know,
match play is so different from stroke play because you can take risks and be assertive at points, and yet momentum sometimes dictates a whole lot of the outcome of the match.
Momentum, yes. Absolutely, but feel your confidence. In other words, is that what you're saying?
Perhaps, or maybe your opponent's he'll make a birdie and then he'll feel like I've got a chance, and you can just see his inner confidence swell up, and if he'll seize the moment, and if he makes another birdie, and all of a sudden, it's kind of like grabbing a handful of sand, and the tighter you squeeze, the more it kind of oozes out, and all of a sudden, you're even going to the 17th hole, two holes left. And anyone who's played match play, I'm sure, has come across that situation.
Well, it's perfect what you just said. I mean, I thought of being, you know, hit by a wave. You come up and you get your air, and then another one comes and crashes you down. It's just overwhelming. But so many of us haven't played match play. Do you think more people in the United States, more match play should be played?
Match play's tough. Tournament host, I think, with everyone's busy schedule, it takes days or more rounds to get in. A typical match play, if you start from 64, that's what, 8 matches, and it makes for a little longer week for the golfer. And in the day of instant
yes.
messaging,
yes,
it's tough.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun to do it just on a Saturday, though, with friends.
Yeah, I think if you have, like, a group that you always play with, and you can kind of continue the match from week to week, you know, the match play tree from week to week. It loses a little of that element of, you know, if you're hot this week,
yes.
you want to keep going. But I think maybe something's better than nothing, you know. And I think the one format we hardly ever play is foursomes. And that's always a tough one.
And why is that?
Momentum for the individual. You don't really get into a rhythm. You tee off and your partner hits the second shot and then you hit the third shot and then you putt perhaps. And I think we're just not accustomed to that. What's a good way? the format, you know.
Yeah.
And everyone has strengths, and if your partner is one that hits it wildly while you're a person who hits it relatively straight, sometimes you'll see yourself in places that you've never been.
I don't like that recovery shot you've put me in, which is something that Ben Wright was talking about at the beginning of the show that makes that format very difficult and pressure-packed, because you know you are responsible for your partner's next shot. And depending on where you put it, you know, it puts a little bit more pressure on you. And if you have a weakness in your game, that's when the weakness comes out, when you're under that kind of pressure. So maybe we should all play that form of golf a little bit more often.
Yeah, that's true. But I think that's where the captain comes in and will plan the match or plan the partners. In this kind of team event, I would imagine Tom Watson is looking to pair up people that have compatible games, or, you know, excellent short game, or great iron player. The combinations are endless, but excuse me, I'm sure there's a good formula for everyone.
Let me do our top of the hour legal ID, and you can clear your throat. Here we are: KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. The H2 Invitational is happening, and it pits Mililani Golf Club against Leilahua Golf Club, Exit 5B. This is Exit 5B versus Exit 7, and it's coming up real soon, and you should get into this. This looks like a whole lot of fun. It's only $150 per player, 2 tournament rounds, and an awards banquet on Saturday. So you get the banquet plus the golf all together. Guy Yamamoto is the general manager over at Mililani Golf Club.
Well, we're not pitted against each other, but Mililani and Leilahua, we've kind of joined forces, and we thought it would be a fun tournament to have and great exposure for both golf courses. Our loyal Mililani customers could play at Leilahua. Leilahua's could come over and experience Mililani and get a partner tournament. That we've kind of followed the format of the Pro Scratch event, the Bridgestone Pro Scratch that Delmark Fujita puts on in November, and except, you know, this is a format for 2 amateurs. And on Friday at Mililani, it's a 2-man scramble or 2-person scramble, and on Saturday a 2-person best ball at Leilahua.
Excellent. So you're going to go from Mililani Golf Club, Exit 5B, to Leilahua, Exit 7?
Correct.
Excellent. And I understand Leilahua, it's been completely redone since many people may have played there. Yes. What's it like now?
The greens are a lot more undulating, and the basic layout's the same, but there's a few new wrinkles. I think the airfield had some new requirements. So, like, if you go on number 2 and 3, a lot of the trees are missing. They've either been shortened or removed. And it looks really different from when I first played Mililani as a junior golfer.
You're talking about Mililani Golf Club?
No, at Leilahua.
Okay. Okay, when you were playing... Okay. I got confused when you brought Mililani back in.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. It's easy to confuse Danielle Saturday morning. Leilua Golf Club is a beautiful golf course. I saw it's this really cool YouTube video of watching them redo certain parts of it. And they speed up the time so you can see how the transformation happens. It's neat how they did the greens complexes and how you can watch that. So this is happening on Saturday, October 25th, but you're going to start on Friday, October 24th at Mililani Golf Club. Have you made changes to Mililani?
We are working on getting the greens in top shape for the tournament. Our fairways, you know, were a little neglected, so we've really done some work to the weeds out, and it's an ongoing process that we're hoping to break ground on our irrigation project maybe in 2015.
Great. Tell us a little bit about the challenges. Some people don't realize, you know, the challenges of keeping a golf course green, but the USGA and many people, you know, Superintendents Association, would like to see us let golf courses become more natural they normally look. Do you think our public, the people who go play golf, would play golf on a natural course just the way it is?
I think with all of the pressures of water and pesticides and those kinds of things that have become much more in the news, I would think the golfing public would, as we educate them more, become more accepting to a natural style golf course. It could be more links style, or waste areas, or you know, things that are just let go naturally. I think the wall to wall green grass carpet days are, you know, going to end eventually, or they won't be designed for the future, probably.
There you go. I think that's the big thing, because if you design a golf course that requires it to be a specific grass, and you're going to have to take care of it. But if you design a golf course with the natural existing flora.
Correct. And yeah. Superintendents, they're very scientific, and the agronomists and the people who grow and breed new types of grasses that become more drought tolerant and weed resistant, and there's a whole industry of people working hard to save our natural resources and yet make golf just fun and still somewhat manicured and have a lot of fun for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And golf is a wonderful game for the family to get out and be together. But we're talking right now the Invitational. It's the H2 Invitational. You'll be playing at two golf courses, Mililani Golf Club, that's exit 5B, and then over at Leilua Golf Course, exit 7, okay? And it starts off with the Friday round at Mililani, ends at Leilua Saturday. Where's the banquet?
The banquet will be at the Leilua Clubhouse, and as an added bonus, Leilua is having their concert series, and the MWR at Schofield has planned a concert that evening with Ho'okena, Hoku Award-winning Hawaiian musical group, and all of our contestants are invited to stay over and enjoy the concert after the golf banquet.
That sounds like fun. So you get a banquet and the concert and two rounds of golf, and it's only $150 per player. That's the two rounds of golf, the awards banquet, and the entertainment afterwards. Excellent. What's the format?
The Friday is a two-person scramble, and Saturday a two-person best ball.
Okay. Scramble and best ball. Tell us about, what do you mean by two-person scramble?
The scramble format is, if you and I were partners, we'd both hit a drive, select the best shot, and we'd drop our balls in that area, place our balls in that area, and both hit our second shots, and we take the best shot. If it lands on the green, take the best shot there, and both have a putt at birdie, let's say if it was a par four. And if we make it, we record three for our team, and Yay. Move on to the next hole.
Yes, I like it. Okay, I like that kind of, that's the best kind of golf. Okay, so you can, you find somebody who's like really good or just kind of good, better than you are. And then, you know, your shot isn't so pressure packed. You don't have to worry so much. Okay, Saturday it's two person best ball. What's
Correct.
That?
It's exactly like what you saw in the morning session of the Ryder Cup. If you and I, again, were partners, we'd play our own golf ball. And the lowest gross score becomes our team score for that hole. And we play the whole round, stroke play. And unlike, I should reiterate that the Ryder Cup is kind of a match play format. We're playing stroke play. So.
Yes.
My fault for confusing the
two. No, you didn't really confuse us. I think we understood what you were saying because that's cool, too. You can play, but you know that it's not necessarily the score. If you're not as good as your partner that you've got, is that person, you're not going to drag them down. They're going. Yeah. Their score is going to count for the two of you.
Correct. And
yeah.
Some of the best, to mix the metaphors, the best ham and eggs teams have won these tournaments. You know, guys that make a ton of birdies, and if their partner makes a par or a birdie on the hole that they make bogey. You know, all of a sudden, six birdies from one guy and a timely four birdies from the other guy, and they're 10 under par. You know?
Wow. Wow. Do we have prizes?
We do have prizes, and they'll be in the form of gift certificates at either Pro Shop, and also we were trying to create a unique trophy. We're still working with that, and we've got tee prizes for the golfers when they check in the first morning. And, you know, we've kind of themed everything around the H2, and we call it the H2 because we're the only two golf courses on the H2. So we said, oh, and it was kind of, we were thinking of Milihua or Lele Lani, but.
I like it. It's catchy.
Yeah.
The H2 Invitational. It's very catchy. We're going to take a commercial break. You want to stick around?
Sure.
Excellent. We'll be back. Right after this, we're talking with Guy Yamamoto. He's the general manager at Mililani Golf Club. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the world grows too intrusive, escape to one that's all your own. The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it! Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We were hoping to hear from Shane Bacon. He is the new host. What's a new show? It's a new network, and it's on DirecTV. Back 9 Network, you were probably hearing a little bit about this idea of just doing a lifestyle, entertainment, sort of golf, you know, instead of covering tournaments and talking about, oh, you know, so-and-so did such and such a shot. It would be more about the fun behind golf and some of the stories about the players, whatever. With Shane is busy in production, so I guess he's not going to be able to join us until the last minute of the show, maybe, and maybe not. So we're talking right now, and I'm so happy that Guy Yamamoto will stay with us a little bit longer, because I just saw that the singles, Sunday Singles, has been released.
I just saw that as well.
And I thought, ooh, this is going to be fun. Interesting, because it looks nothing like Justin Leonard was on Golf Channel. So while NBC was showing the Ryder Cup, Golf Channel was talking about all the myriad of things that could happen or how Tom Watson would put together the singles matches. And it was pretty close to seeing that we were not doing all that well. And if you haven't heard, right now it's 10-6. They only need 14 points. We need 14 and a half points to take the cup back, and that means we have to win 8 and a half matches, or 12, no, excuse me, 9, you know. So anyway, Graham McDowell, and that he'll be starting. It's Graham McDowell out first with Jordan Spieth. Now, I think Graham McDowell should be a little worried. What do you think?
I think, just from looking at the lineup, Tom Watson's put all the hot players towards the front, and the Europeans have all of their heavy hitters right up front. I think they just want to prevent any change of momentum, so to speak.
Yeah. There's no, like, so often we'd see a Tiger Woods that's going out the 11th, right? At the anchor, at the bottom.
Yeah.
Here we see Graham McDowell and Jordan Spieth. Henrik Stenson, Patrick Reed. Any thoughts on that?
Patrick Reed's a very confident young man, and I think he's embraced this event and looks like he's having fun, and he's doing quite well.
Yes, he is. And Henrik Stenson, while he was last year he won both the European version of the FedEx Cup. You know, he just, the race to Dubai, he won everything. And he just, it's like you put too much into a lot. It takes a lot out of you. He was running on all cylinders, and he really hasn't come to the form that he was on last year. So Henrik hasn't been playing as well, and Patrick Reed is playing right now famously. I mean,
yeah.
Yes.
I think Patrick Reed's, 2-0.5, I think.
Yes,
correct?
Yes. Now, so, Patrick's, you know, he's the best, one of the top five golfers in the world.
And he's won. Has he won 3 times now?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, so.
Yes, and then after he said that about himself, of course, everything went kaplooey.
Yeah.
So it's a very fine line. Being confident, you know, it's you have to kind of wait to say something like that. But anyway, I think it's fabulous.
But it'll be a good match, because I think Stenson hasn't lost anything this week either.
Yeah, it will be a good match. Then we have Rory McIlroy and Ricky Fowler.
This could be Ricky's chance to exercise some demons that, you know, he's had such a great season, you know, top fives in all the majors, I think, now, and maybe perhaps he can creep up on number one and give him a little scare.
Yes, it's like the PGA Championship. Remember, Ricky was coming on?
Correct.
And Rory was faded a little bit, and it looked like Ricky had a chance to take it. And then Ricky faded, and Rory came on strong. So I think I'm really glad we're going to see that. It's going to be a great, great match.
Yeah.
Then we have Justin Rose and Hunter Mahan. Wow.
Justin Rose, yeah.
Wow.
You know, he's quite the team player for them. I think he hasn't lost the match either, so. I think he's, 3-0-1, I think.
That's tough, because Hunter, he's pulled off a couple of really great match-saving putts, but he's been off. He hasn't been, dead on his game. And Justin Rose has been pretty consistent, although his putting's been a little bit off, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
The problem for us here in Hawaii is that, you know, it starts at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And they replay it during the day, but we sleep at night so we can work during the day. And finally, when Saturday comes, they're finishing an hour now. At least we've got Sunday. Or no, we don't. We have to stay up all night. But they replay it over and over again. So I hope they do that. NBC Sports does that. They did it on Golf Channel, so you could, if you missed it in the morning, you could catch the same thing over. I think that's terrific. Okay, then what else do we have? Now, this is interesting here. Stephen Gallagher and Phil Mickelson. Yes.
I think the, on the panel, they had Mickelson towards the end, like an anchor type
yes.
match, but I guess Tom Watson feels like Phil's got to get out there and maybe establish some momentum for the team. I was a little surprised he got to sit all of today.
Yeah, we were very surprised.
And, you know, Phil and Keegan do well in that four-ball format, so I was just surprised who am I to question Tom Watson? So, but I just thought that they'd be better at four-ball, you know, not the best foursomes players.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are going to be asking those questions.
Yeah, but it's always easy to be the Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
That's
yes,
right.
Exactly. We don't know what was asked. And here we go. The next one is Martin Kaymer and Bubba Watson.
Bubba, he looks like he's having so much fun out there.
Isn't
you know? He? He gets the crowd to cheer for him on the first tee. And, you know, probably half of them are jeering him, not cheering him. But
it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he doesn't care.
Yeah, he just wants a lot of noise. And
yeah.
I think Martin's had a tough week. I don't think he's won anything. And he had such a dominant performance earlier in the season that I'm sure Bubba's up to the challenge to take him on.
Oh, I think so, too. I mean, not only did he win a major, he won, you know, the PGA Tour's version of the Players' Championship, you know, so it... Those was two really intense rounds of golf, or tournaments, I should say, and he won them, and then just he comes on, everything clicks for him, and then it's like he can't get it back again. Now, it sounds really familiar, doesn't it? But somehow it happens to everybody, but somehow we expect these guys who spend all their time at this game to be able to put it all together and then do it repetitively like robots. Why can't they do that, Guy Yamamoto?
I think travel and their schedules, and they're just no different than us. They've got things going on at home. The kids are sick. Got to take them to soccer. Who knows what's going on at their own, in their own personal lives. Needless, you know, then they got to show up in front of the world to play good golf and, you know, put things in compartments and say, okay, now it's golf compartment time. And it takes quite a person to do something like that. Anyone who plays golf for a living, I'm sure can attest to that.
Yeah. I think Jack Nicklaus said it'll be interesting to see how Tiger Woods is as a father. When he becomes a father, to see whether or not he can keep his game together. Yes, indeed. We're going to take a real quick break and then wrap it up. We're talking with Guy Yamamoto. It's the H2 Invitational. You play Mililani Golf Club on Friday, October 24th. And then you play Lelehua Golf Course. That's Exit 7, October 25th. And then you have a banquet. And then you have entertainment. And it's only $150 per player. It's a two-person scramble on Friday, two-person best ball on Saturday. And there's a championship flight, A flight, B flight, C flight. The team flight is based on the lowest handicap player, and it's limited to the first 50 teams. Sounds like a whole bunch of fun. How do you get? Who do we get in touch with?
Well, either golf course has the entry length available, and also online at 808golf.com. And if you call a golf shop, either of our staffs can answer your questions, or on Monday, you can give me a call at the golf course, 623-2222.
623-2222. We're going to take a real fast break and be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back. We've got about 2 minutes, Sky. And while we've got those 2 minutes, let's just wrap this up real quick. Okay. Thomas Bjorn and Matt Kuchar. Any quick thought on those two?
I think Matt's got the game to be in there, you know, whether the conditions are tough or not. So
yeah.
I look for him to pull it out.
Matt Kuchar, okay. Garcia versus Furyk.
You know, Jim's excellent short game, and short game cures a lot of woes. And of course, I'm a American homer, so I'm picking Jim.
Of course. Poulter and Simpson.
That's going to be a tough match. I think, you know, Ian always
seems to dig it out of the dirt when he needs to during Ryder Cup, right?
Yeah, he rallies his golf game, and let's hope tomorrow's not one of those days.
Donaldson and Bradley.
Keegan, I think he's looks like he's always psyched up for this, and I can't imagine him not giving it his all tomorrow.
Westwood and Walker.
Jimmy Walker, another guy that's won three tournaments.
Yep,
and, you know, in the morning session this morning, he looked like he was playing well, so hopefully it'll spur him on for tomorrow.
And the final match, if they haven't won already, Dubuisson and Johnson, Zach Johnson. Zach is on fire. He loves this.
Yeah, a very accurate player, great putter, but it'll be tough because Dubuisson had that, and you saw in that match play event, he could escape from almost any condition.
I know, he's a really good player. Thank you for being on the show. That was fun.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Guy Yamamoto, Mililani Golf Club General Manager. Website's under construction, and he was the 1994 U.S. Amateur Public Links Champ. I want to thank all the people who make this show possible. Creative Plumbing. I wish I could do it the way he does. Whether you're a building, a small one, or a big one, like a shopping center, a little store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. That's Creative Plumbing, of course. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning nature, Robert Trent Jones Jr. Yes, together, a challenging course at a relaxing venue for golfers of all abilities. It's unforgettable. Just tee it forward. Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home or your business. For your concert or special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. And they can always use volunteers. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection. What you need here in Hawaii and in California. Acura of Honolulu, they've got the TLX, a six-cylinder in stock. Lots of cars, 96 of them coming in only space for 50. They've got the colors. They've got the models. They've got what you need. And it's 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. Military appreciation never ends at Acura of Honolulu. You get an additional $750 off the special pricing APR as low as 1.9%. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and the discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com. Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer Norm Gunther. Go to his site for the golf packages and book a trip through him. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.